Well, good morning, good afternoon, and whenever, wherever you're listening to the Power Hour Radio Show, my name is Karen Cataline. I'm a commentator, columnist, all-around rabble-rouser. And boy, I don't know if it's easy or hard to be a rabble-rouser today. Used to be a good thing. Now there's a culture that says that's not okay. But any good self-respecting rabble-rouser is going to speak their mind anyway. And that's what we love for you to do. So we look forward to hearing from you. If you are listening live, you can give us a call. And let me find the number because I thought I had it. 844-769-2944. I think that's the number, 844-769-2944. There was an election yesterday. There was a recall election yesterday to recall Gavin Newsom, and I guess Wayne Allen Root had it right. He said Larry Elder would win, but that a Donald Trump would be done and Larry Elder would lose to voter fraud. Can we prove it? Do we know? No. And if we suspect or have some evidence that there was shenanigans going on, who's going to investigate it when those who had a vested interest in Gavin Newsom remaining governor aren't going to investigate? I don't know. Seems like a conflict of interest to me. Nevertheless, I hate to say that I'm not really all that surprised. I guess what I am surprised about are the number of people who say, oh, he's going to win, no question about it, and they assume that we have an honest election system in this country right now. I don't know if you heard, Donald Trump pretty much said that he has no choice but to run for president once again in 2024. That's what he said. He has no choice. The question is, will he be treated and will the election be the same as it was in 2020? Many people would say, why bother? So that's the reason right there why the left went bananas when places like Texas decided to impose and put through a law that has now been passed despite the childish behavior of the leftists in the Texas state legislature who went on a private plane to Washington, D.C. to, I guess, lick their wounds, hide, escape. You heard that story. Notice the story kind of left the airways after a while. And they did come back. They weren't, as far as I know, arrested, the leftists who walked out, because they walked out for in favor of voter integrity, but they wouldn't allow the voter integrity of the legislators who represent the constituents in their various districts in the state of Texas to vote. That's just the kind of crazy-making hypocrisy. I think I need a new word for hypocrisy that the left has imposed upon everyone else. That being said, that is the reason why every state in the union that still professes to be a free state, mostly, not all, controlled or governed by Republicans, not all, I wish that were not the case, why it is critical and urgent that they institute voter integrity laws. The fact that this radical left is furious that voter integrity laws are being instituted shows that people are on the right track, doesn't it? It shows that that's exactly what they are threatened by. So a lot of people, even certain guests who come on the air, are a little afraid to talk about motive. But when you've got a group of people who seem to be doing exactly what is bad for the country, bad for the citizenry, unsafe, dangerous, and corrupt, then, gee, you know, you don't want to take their advice. You don't want to do exactly what they're telling you they want you to do. I don't know. It seems kind of obvious to me. Nevertheless, I think that voter integrity, let me back up. That's the reason why in California, a lot of people were not all that surprised when Larry Elder didn't win. Do I know? I don't live in California. Thank goodness. If you do live in California, I surely wouldn't mind if you would call in or let us know what you think about the election. I'm just going to mention here the headline of Wayne Allen Root. Again, I've had Wayne Allen Root, and I've asked Catherine if maybe we can't get him on the radio to talk about it. He actually has a new book out, and I can't wait to talk to him about that. So the article that he wrote was Why Larry Elder Will Win the California Recall Election, which happened just yesterday, but he will lose a rigged election just like Trump. So he also goes on to write, Gavin Newsom will be recalled and Larry Elder will be the next governor of California, except it won't matter because after all the massive Democrat voter fraud is factored in, Gavin Newsom will survive the recall and Larry Elder will lose. By the way, I love Larry Elder, have for years. I think the fact that Biden and Pelosi and Kamala Harris all went to California, and so many of them are Californians, not Biden, but so many others. Gavin Newsom, I think, is a cousin of Nancy Pelosi. I'm shocked. Are you shocked? They all went to campaign for Gavin Newsom to make sure that he held on to his seat. If you were listening to one or other of the other programs I was doing, I don't know if you were, you would know that several people complained, many of them all at once, that when they went to vote, an 88-year-old woman, as a matter of fact, when she went to vote, here's the story right here, on Saturday, poll workers informed an 88-year-old Republican voter, Estelle Bender, that she had already cast her ballot. The problem was she knew she hadn't. I went to El Camino High School to vote, Bender told KTLA 5, and she was told that she already voted. I said, no, I haven't. She said, this has been happening all morning. Clearly, Bender wasn't the only concerned voter who was informed she'd already voted. The man next to me was arguing the same thing. So I got the provisional ballot and I was really angry. So let's see. Whose ballot do you think they counted? Did they count the woman who cast the ballot in person or the one that was already cast, against her will without her permission? And I don't know, I'm thinking maybe there was some shenanigans. Because, you know, California, it never changes. Accusations of election fraud have been happening in California forever. Why is it that the voting irregularities never, ever favor Republicans? They always favor Democrats. I don't know, call me suspicious. The other thing that I want to mention is this. I'm going to shift gears just a little bit with our the time that we have left. By the way, if you still would like to call in and give me your thoughts either about the election or whatever, and you're listening at the right time, you're not listening on a podcast, you can call 844-769-2944. And if you are listening on a podcast but you'd like to listen live and chime in, all you have to do is listen between 11 and 1 Central Time, and you'll be able to call in. At least when I'm on the air, I love calls. So that, to me, is one of the greatest parts of talk radio, is live and immediate. So although it is nice to be able to listen on a podcast. So it's more important than ever for people who have what I call the curse of awareness. And we talk about all the time what we think is happening in the world, what we think we can do to stop it, to try to put America back on a solid path of constitutionality, individual freedom, religious liberty, you know, little things that we talk about around here, is that I'll share something somewhat, you know, slightly personal. I'm not going to go into great detail because it's not about me. It really isn't about me. And it's really important for me to remember that as well as everyone else. But for those who have, again, what I call the curse of awareness, it is exceptionally important to focus on the good news as well. And it's hard sometimes to find good news when you feel like your country is under attack. But I kind of went through this, I guess, over the weekend when I felt like I was so overwhelmed with bad news that I couldn't keep a level footing in a way. I mean, I was just so heartsick. And I think anybody with a heart and a soul is worried and concerned and absolutely just tremendously worried about our country. Things that are being done to remove, to erase, to eradicate our individual free will, that is an attack at the heart and soul of this country. So regardless of whether we agree on some small stuff, whatever it may be, many liberty-loving, good, decent citizens who don't mind disagreeing on the small stuff do agree on that. So what do you do when you see the potential of lying, cheating, stealing, corruption, raiding the treasury, trying to crash the economy, handing our weapons that are designed to protect Americans, handing them over to our enemies, and then bringing unvetted illegals of all shapes and sizes, religions, colors, creeds, it doesn't matter, who don't necessarily love this country, into America, all parts of America, in order to make America unsafe, while disarming American citizens who already live here and taking away their protection, which has traditionally always been the police and other law-abiding law enforcers who are there to respect and uphold the Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic. Let's see, they're also corrupting the military, especially in the police, telling us that we're the problem in the world, which is nothing new. The left has been doing that for a long time. You see how easy it is for me to talk about the bad news? But my point is that when you're living through all this, if you agree even a percentage, and I think many of our listeners on the Power Hour do, how do you stay sane, healthy, and putting light where there is darkness? That's one of the reasons why I love talking to rabbis and pastors and religious folk. Whether I agree completely or not, it doesn't matter. But people who answer to a higher authority, you know, kind of like Hebrew National, those are the people that I want to start listening to more personally and sometimes on the radio as well. When it is possible, because I've asked people, well, what do you do in times like this? Who do you trust and where do you go? And most often they say God. It isn't it's not a coincidence that people who mean harm to the United States of America historically, and I know I've said this before, but it bears repeating, I guess. But those who have authoritarian, socialist, communist desires for America, which basically means imposing tyranny against our will upon us so they can rule more and we have less power until we have none at all. You know, that's nothing new in the world, sadly. America has been the exception to that rule for thousands of years or hundreds of years. I know America is only 200-something years old, but the whole concept of America is an exception to all that authoritarian rule, monarchies, dictators, you name it. There have been many of those through history. I may not have it in enormous historical knowledge, but I do know that this isn't new. What's new is that America is being confronted with it. That being said, how do you keep a civil head? How do you maintain? That's what I've been questioning. How do you maintain an optimism? As one rabbi said to me, God is in control. And I thought, well, that's perplexing, because if you're arrogant enough to believe you know that we're on the wrong path, I guess you don't have to be arrogant. You can just open your eyes and you can see we're on the wrong path from personal accountability and individual freedom into an area in which a president of the United States, duly elected or not, is telling citizens that they're losing patience with us for saying no. That's just an aside, because I wrote a piece about that at my website at KarenKataline.com. So we're losing patience with you means you never had a choice in the first place. You just had the illusion that you had a choice, but you didn't really have a choice at all. We are just benevolent enough to be patient with you until you come around to our way of thinking. And if you don't come around to our way of thinking, be it putting a rag on your face, taking an experimental vaccine, whatever it may be, whatever medical treatment we want to impose upon you against the Nuremberg rules, I guess it's what it's called, then we're going to force you into it. We're going to coerce you into it. If that doesn't scare the average American, they're really just not paying attention. So to counteract all that darkness and have the courage to stand up and speak out, it's never been more important to stay connected to our faith, whatever that may be. One of the reasons why it's so important is because it's a threat to these same people. That's what I was getting around to saying, is that there's never been, I don't think, an authoritarian regime, unless they used religion as an authority, that hasn't tried to put down dissent, tried to put down any kind of faith other than faith in the authority, faith in the government, faith in man instead of in God. That's always been a great threat to authoritarians. I am starting to read up on that more and more, and religious persecution is certainly nothing new, either to persecute a religious minority or to persecute a religion that isn't comporting with what other people think people ought to believe. So there's not only an attack that we can see, but there's an ideological attack on dissent in this country. All of that to say that I welcome good news wherever I can find it, whether it is parents fighting back in their school boards, which may seem incredibly small potatoes considering who's in the White House and who has a monopoly of power right now, it still is very important to pay attention to good news wherever you can find it, because sometimes that good news can change on a dime. At this time, when tomorrow is the holiest day of the year in the Jewish calendar, that of Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, it's more important than ever, and I guess that's on my mind. For those of you who don't know very much about Yom Kippur, it's kind of like we put all our atonement into one day out of the year. Doesn't mean Jews don't atone the rest of the year, but it's the one day that's dedicated to it. And the point I want to make about that is that I used to dread that day when I was a kid, because it seemed dark and scary and, uh-oh, we're going to be called out on the carpet by God, and I wasn't sure what I thought or what I conceived God to be anyway, but it seemed scary. And now it's a sort of a day of rejoicing if you believe you're accountable to something or someone other than men. And that's what I've come to believe, maybe, shall we say, later in life. And I know I share that opinion with my very many Christian conservatives, and that is that you rejoice in the fact that you're accountable to God, because if you don't have free will, which God gives you, some men don't, then you can't be held accountable. You're a slave. And that's why I will be celebrating the accountability to God instead of the reverse, that everything is just preordained. So that was my aside. But this is a piece of good news. May seem like not a big deal, but thank you to Catherine for sending me good news. Got to have good news. If you're a Christian, you believe the good news is that Jesus is God, so be it. Try to balance out the good news with the dark, because you'll bring light into the world. Thank God. Bring light into the world and remind people that adults have free choice. The powers that be that are twisting things upside down are treating adults like children and treating children like adults. That's just a bastardization of reality and common sense. If you're an adult, you get to be accountable. You're at the age of consent. If you're a child, you don't have the age of consent, and therefore you don't get to pick your own gender or have gender changing surgery when you're 7. Okay. The good news. Let's get to the good news in our last couple of minutes left. Oxygen therapy may slow hallmarks of Alzheimer's, study finds. Now, that may seem like off the subject, but we crave good news when science, real science, can help relieve the pain and suffering not only of our loved ones, but of our loved ones who are struggling with family members who are dealing with such a tough and difficult disease. Almost everyone knows someone who either succumb to Alzheimer's disease or who has a relative and they've had to care for someone who little by little doesn't know them. So that's excellent news. We are going to take a quick break and we're going to be back with a terrific guest, Karen Cataline. You're listening to the Power Hour Radio Show. Stay tuned. Much more to come right after this.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, You know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Welcome back to the Power Hour Radio Show. Karen Cataline is your host today. It is a pleasure and a privilege to be with you. Just want to tell you about a 10% off introductory special. Purely Pack is another of our health-giving innovations. Boy, has it ever been more important to take care of your health and your immunity. The world's first ever truly whole food vitamin complex, free of all synthetics and petrol-based vitamins. You know only food heals, and you know that everyday vitamins are needed, and that's why you need Purely Pack. So it's got things like vitamin A, D, and E, B complex, vitamin C, bioflavonoids, EPA, DHA, fat-soluble vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and a whole lot more. You know, I got a whole drawer full of vitamins, but it would be nice to take something that was a little more all at once. And you don't always get it from your food, so this is a perfect thing to do. To order Purely Pack with 10% off, all you got to do is call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. I like when the commercials say buy from the good guys, because if you buy from the Power Mall, you're supporting free speech and everything else, plus you're getting a great product. So thank you very much. Do we have our guest available? Let's see. We have somebody I love talking to for, oh, so many good reasons. His name is Al Parada, and he writes for, is one of the senior editors for thestream.org. He has, hi, Al. It is so good to have you on the Power Hour.
It's great to talk to you. Always great to talk to you.
It's always great to talk to you, partly because so many reasons, but you have such a great sense of humor. And oddly enough, that is, I think, just part of what we need right now. And of course, I was tremendously remiss in not giving a little of your bio, so I'm going to do that right now. You're formerly VP and creative director for All Comedy Radio. Talk about a shot in the arm. That's a pun of sorts. This is a shot in the arm we need. We need a shot of comedy, humor, brightness, and individual freedom. Voice of America producer and Passion Arts minister at Living Faith Christian Church in, of all places, Southern California. Al is the co-author of The Politically Incorrect Guide to Immigration and the counterterrorism memoir, Hostile Intent. He has several plays that he's authored. So important to tell the audience about you because you have accomplished so much. A Christmas Scene, The Table, and the original musical Bethlehem. He's married and has two puppies. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. And sometimes puppies and dogs and animals are better than people, aren't they, Al Parrado?
Oh, definitely. In fact, I spent a lot of time talking to her, to our little tassel, because she's actually wiser than most of the people running things in Washington now. So it's good to get her opinion on things.
Is her name Tassel?
Yeah. Tassel. Yeah, she's hyper energetic, even as an old lady now. She's still very energetic.
Spell her name for me so I get it right. What's her?
T-A-S-S-E-L.
Okay, that's just what I thought. I just thought, wait a minute, Tassel. Okay, listen, so when I got the notes about you coming on, and I did request you because I always enjoy speaking to you on the various other programs that I do, and so we had to have you on this one. It says, I'd like to be discussing, quote, the reinstallation of Trump and the arrest of Biden on the charge of corruption, sexual abuse of minors, conspiring with the enemy in a time of war. However, I doubt that'll happen by Wednesday. So, yes, there's a ton of stuff we could talk about, but what I would love for you to do for our listeners, because I know you have such a great sense of humor and all of that, is, and it's for our benefit as well, is for those who have what I call the curse of awareness. We know our country's under attack, but many of us are either paralyzed with fear, I'm not, but some people are, or they feel helpless and hopeless to do anything about it because it seems like the bad guys, many of the bad guys, not all, have most of the power right now. So either give us some good news or some humor that can help us balance all that out, if you would.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's almost Christmas season.
Hard one,
well,
I know.
We're about five weeks away from Hallmark Christmas movies. So, you know, start with that as an element of,
okay.
At least for me, that's like, okay, that's, you know you've got the Hallmark Christmas movies coming soon. So how bad can things be? Except for, you know, the commercials for the fattening foods and stuff and the recipes for new ways to make hot chocolate as those movies usually have. So, you know, look, that's good news to come. But no, seriously, I think it looks like we're powerless, especially when you look at, you know, something like the General Milley story where he decides he wants to be, Burt Lancaster in 7 days of May, you know, taking over the country. But we do have power. And we do on the local level. We go to the school, we're going to the school boards, we're going to the, taking to the streets, we're organizing on the grassroots level, and we do have power, and we also have the power to laugh and to look at and to show and point the absurdities to people. So, you know, maybe we don't need to yell as much at people, but just show the absurdities, show the, just show how ridiculous these people are and these ideas, and, you know, gradually, you know, take the ground back inch by inch, you know, row by row.
Yeah. And the reason I like that so much, Al, is because you're honest about it. You know, when you feel like we're losing the country, which is a pretty darn big deal if that's what you think, having somebody be kind of disingenuously cheerful is even more annoying than if they're dark, you know? when people are cheerful, look on the bright side, it'll be all right. I just want those people to go away because I want people to be honest and forthright about what we're seeing. And then, especially when you're a talk show host, you want to make sure that you, like I said, keep your feet planted firmly on the ground so that you're not constantly feeling like, I wouldn't say Chicken Little because, these threats to this country are real. I wish they were not. Let's, Al, talk about one of the absurdities, just hysterically, hilariously funny. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez comes in a gazillion-dollar designer dress written on the back, you know, to tax the rich because she wants to start a conversation. Whenever the left tells us they want to start a conversation, it means they're going to impose it on us, force us on us, because they don't care what we think. So talk about that. If people didn't know, she went to a Met Gala in this dress.
Yeah, well, the conversation she wanted to start was, ooh, she had the best dress, the most talked about dress. That's the conversation. and that's what got me is just the idea of her showing up in that dress and sucking up all the attention. I mean, if you're J-Lo or somebody, you know, who spent how many hours probably being poured into the dress that they wore, how do you feel knowing that AOC shows up with something stupid like tax the rich and she's getting all the media attention? I'd be, if I'm J-Lo, I'm mad. So the other
and
women
she
there are probably not
she
having
she ain't a working class person, but she claims to be. She's, again, a fraud. She isn't working class. She is a congresswoman who's getting rich every day.
Yeah, and you know, grew up pretty affluent neighborhood. I mean, yeah, it's a show.
Yes, she did.
It's a show, and that's what it is at the Met Gala. And the thing is, and let's be honest, she cleans aside from the message, she cleans up pretty nice. You got to give her that. But it's like, what are you doing? Especially imagine if you're the organizers at the Met. Your idea, your goal is to raise a whole bunch of money from a bunch of rich folks, and here comes some woman walking into your thing saying, hey, let's take away the money that these people could be turning around and giving to us. I'm not happy if I'm the organizers of the Met Gala. I don't care how liberal they are, you know. You're going after their source of revenue for the Met, you know.
Right.
And she got what she wanted, which was the attention.
I love
what you... Look at me at the Met. I'm...
Right. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry. You weren't done. I apologize. I love what you wrote.
I'm just babbling out of the dress.
On your article, you do, for everyone here, if you want to read more of Al Parada, go to thestream.org, and then he has something called The Morning Brew, in which we're just going to go over at least a few of the things that you write about. Some very funny, because that, you know, if we didn't laugh, we'd cry. But what you write about AOC has got to hand it to her. Well, she does clean up nice, so she's pretty. Big deal. She's pretty. Come on, Al. But this is what you wrote. Let's see. Wait, I thought you canceled. So she has a duty to wear this idiotic dress with tax the rich and giant letters on the back of a purely white dress. Duty as a working class woman. Wait, I thought you canceled the word woman last week. Is it back in fashion when you slip on a fancy gown and get all made up? I love that. And it was a $30,000 a ticket dinner to hang out with these people. How about that?
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing you write about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's one of the things is that with the Morning Brew, if I may be a shameless plug, is that you get to write about a bunch of little things during the course. There's so much stuff is going on. You don't have time to get to it all, but we need to be aware of it because a lot of these things are connected. There's still like a worldview we have to attack. And God has blessed me, or some days cursed me, with this weird way of looking at things. And so it comes out sometimes humorous, even when it's not humorous stuff. And that's why I think it's a little bit more palatable to go through some of these things when you write it that way.
I hope people check it out. And one of the reasons I enjoy talking to you so much is because one of the mottos that I have is it's all connected. It doesn't mean that you can talk about it all at once, but you can see the same strain of attack of American values and principles in almost every story we do these days. And we're getting bombarded with so much, it's hard to keep, you know, your moorings, I guess you would say. Let's move to this quite serious story that the left is trying once again to spin, which is what they do, to get ahead of the fact that General Milley promised to warn the Chinese. Well, He was working for Donald Trump. I don't know if you call that sedition, treason, betrayal. You tell me, but it ain't good news, and yet the left is spinning it otherwise.
Yeah, that's obviously, you know, this is the reporting from Woodward that he did this, and but it fits with all the other pieces, so let's assume for a second it is true. Suppose China had moved on Taiwan and Trump moved militarily to block them. Was Milley going to be calling China and tell them, hey, we're doing these moves, so here they come?
Apparently.
That would count as treason. That would count as treasonous. There's no way around it. Or to even just to secretly call. Now, if the Chinese were worried, they'd gotten some bad intelligence and we were up to something, and they were worried, it's okay to contact them and say, hey, you know, you're getting bad info. This isn't going on. Chill out. But you do it, you know, with the knowledge of the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, civilian authority. And he didn't. Yeah. And that's scary. Even, like, Alexander Vindman was out there saying that this would he should be dumped if this is true. And so when Vindman's on the side of Trump, whoa, you know, you've got the world. You know, the world's upside down. But what's going to happen to it? Like you said, they're spinning it. This is a good thing.
Right. He was afraid that Donald Trump would do something, so he overrode Donald Trump because of fear. I mean, that's untenable. Yeah. It isn't defensible in any way. And, Al, here's what I wonder. People who think it's impossible to imagine that the left cheats in elections, that they would go so far as to take away the votes, the will of the people, and turn this into a dictatorship bit by bit by bit. If they think that is not a reasonable concern to have, then aren't they taking away the will of the people by claiming that a duly elected president doesn't have the authority he was given by the people?
The amazing thing. For 9 months, you've been told you're crazy, you're a lunatic, you're nuts for thinking that something like this was going on. And today, they're celebrating that it went on. It is a staggering thing.
Exactly.
And I don't even know if they're bright enough to even realize that that's what they're doing, but that's what they're doing. They're confirming the concerns that we've had for, I guess at this point, 10 months. But certainly since January 6th, you want to talk about insurrection, talk about a general going behind the commander-in-chief's back, threatening to talk to our enemies, telling his subordinates to ignore orders from the commander-in-chief.
Yeah, always with the same point of view, always, always, always the same point of view as the people who are denying that that charge exists. People who agree with this hard leftist so-called progressive, when really it's just progress on the way to Marxism. They all share the same opinion. They all protect each other. They're all marching in lockstep. I don't know. Yeah. I think that's all related, Al. Don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, especially when you consider Milley was talking to Pelosi and Schumer. So let's not pretend this is, you know, this was some military fear. No, this was a political. This, again, go back to that. 7 days in May, if people remember that movie, a general decided he didn't like the politics of the president and yet he had to be replaced. He thought he was doing the honorable thing, protecting his country. No, he was plotting a coup.
As long as you spin it a certain way and you were afraid, that's like saying, I massacred a bunch of people, God forbid, because I was afraid. So does that make it all right?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Doesn't make it all right.
This is madness. And then considering the rest of the stuff these guys like Milley have been doing, like with Afghanistan and everything else, this guy still has a job? I mean, if you're Joe Biden or whoever's running Joe Biden, you've got to be at least have some part of your mind that's going, if he did that to Trump, he could do that to us.
Nah, but he wouldn't. This is a party that impeached a president who is no longer in office. They do this stuff in plain view because they can get away with it. I think the message is you can't do anything about us dismantling your constitution, so don't even try. Just throw up your hands, do as we say, you'll be fine until we decide you're not. I'd say that's kind of it.
That's why we got to fight.
See why we need good news? See why we need good news, Al, and humor. And guess what? I have the perfect thing, and it's right here in your piece. I love that we have enough time to talk about it, whet people's appetite to go to the Morning Brew at thestream.org and read Al Parada and also your sort of your partner in crime, John Zamirak, who I love having on the program too.
Gosh.
So you have
a
piece, Mandate Victory. Tell us about this and whether this is going to hold. Federal judge temporarily blocks New York State vaccine mandate. How long is that going to hold? And can we count that as good news?
Yeah, I mean, they did. The federal judge issued a temporary injunction. Well, I guess he granted the emergency injunction to stop the New York State mandate. And I think that's a good thing because it means if a federal judge is stopping a state mandate, the federal stuff has got to be even more in trouble because states usually deal with health, are the ones who usually deal with health matters. So that's good news. I mean, any little victory in these lawsuits, the students at a Catholic university in Nebraska, they're suing over the school's mandate because it doesn't have a religious exemption. These are steps forward. Those are fights. And these are fights that can be won, hopefully. So, these are good news.
And we get caught up in the debate and discussion about the efficacy of the vaxes, the efficacy of the masks, which I think are just so evil the masks also in taking away people's individuality, literally erasing your face, which is what I've said for a long time, that we forget that these are all liberty issues. These opponents of ours are trying to demean and diminish the desire and the ultimate moral requirement for liberty, the right to make decisions about your own health, your own body, which is so hilarious since they've been saying that forever on abortion. But this is about liberty, about body autonomy. Whether you took the vaccine, great. But if you took the vaccine, don't enable your government to force others to do your bidding. Stand up for liberty for all citizens to make their own decisions. Wouldn't that be the wise thing to do, Al Parada?
Yeah, especially when you're dealing with vaccines that still have tough question marks. And, you know, and a virus that isn't as horrible as other things could be. So it's a balance. Everybody has a balancing act, and it's up to us to figure it out. But forcing people to do Kamala Harris's line the other day about protecting the vaccinated.
That's hilarious on its face. That's hilarious on its face.
You're going to
protect the vaccinated. So why did they get a vaccine if they're unprotected? I know, that's too logical a question, isn't it?
Or just go back to the Met and the Met Gala. All these people, celebrities and hoity-toities were running around without masks, but the staff was wearing the masks. You know, those kind of images are part of the reason. Also, there was a vaccine, resistance to the vaccine. The same people who are mandating it are the same people who less than a year ago were saying they weren't going to bother with, they didn't want to deal with the vaccine because Trump was the guy who was pushing to get it developed. So,
and nobody said to the Democrats, well, you don't have a right to resist. You don't have a right to say no. How dare you say no to what a president demands? They didn't say that, did they? I don't recall it.
Not at all. And so that's the thing. And the censorship of the science, the people who are saying, this is happening to me, this is my experience with this vaccine, their truth. Uh-huh. That's what the liberal line, their truth. There you go. Can't have that either. And so that makes you more suspicious. Let the debate take place. Let us have all the information. And it's just insane. But you see it. You see the hypocrisy of, Joy Reid of MSNBC. Last year, she's like, well, nothing to do with the vaccine. But now she's like calling out Nicki Minaj of all people. I mean, who'd ever thought Nicki Minaj would be a voice of freedom even more than the people who are running the country? You know, when rappers are making more sense than the people in Washington, I think we have a problem in America. But
yeah, we do.
There you go. That's where we are.
And the thing is, part of the MO, Al, is to be as overtly in your face hypocritical as possible because you can, or because you never held yourself to any kind of intellectual honesty in the first place. But I really do think that for the small number of people who are calling the shots, that's a pun, and the boosters too, they want this hypocrisy out there because it creates a certain amount of learned helplessness. The message is, you can't do anything about the fact that there is a two-tier justice system. Well, you can't do anything about the fact that we are privileged characters who are running around telling everybody about white privilege, but we're really the privileged. And we get to tell you what to do, and we don't have to live by the same rules we impose on you, and you better just get used to it, because that is the biggest attack on America, is the fact that there is no longer equal justice under the law. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, that's scary. But then, like you said, if you want to look at bright news, you got stadiums full of college kids chanting F Joe Biden. I mean, for some,
and for conservatives to cheer it is pretty funny, isn't it?
Yeah. You don't want to use the naughty words, but you know, but there's just something like so American about that you just gotta applaud, you gotta laugh and go, hey, man, there are people who get
listen,
it.
Listen, I
a lot of
got less than 20 seconds. My producer was right; I was wrong. Al Parada at the stream.org. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Read his stuff. He's great. Sorry I had to rush off. Take care. We'll talk to you again. We'll be back right after this. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.